This is the reading for April 8th, Psalm 98. Sing to the Lord a new song because He has done miracles. By His right hand and holy arm He has won the victory. The Lord has made known His power to save. He has shown the other nations His victory for His people. He has remembered His love and His loyalty to the people of Israel. All the ends of the earth have seen God's power to save. Shout with joy to the Lord, all the earth. Burst into songs and make music. Make music to the Lord with harps and the sound of singing. Blow the trumpets and the sheep's horns. Shout for joy to the Lord the King. Let the sea and everything in it shout. Let the world and everyone in it sing. Let the rivers clap their hands. Let the mountains sing together for joy. Let them sing before the Lord because He is coming to judge the world. He will judge the world fairly. He will judge the people with fairness. Joshua chapter 7. But the Israelites did not obey the Lord. There was a man from the tribe of Judah named Achan. He was the son of Carmi and the grandson of Zabdi, who was the son of Zerah. Because Achan kept some of the things that were to be given to the Lord became very angry at the Israelites. Joshua sent some men from Jericho to Ai, which was near Beth-Aven, east of Bethel. He told them, "Go to Ai and spy out the area." So the men went to spy on Ai. Later they came back to Joshua and said, "There are only a few people in Ai, so we will not need all our people to defeat them. Send only 2,000 or 3,000 men to fight. There is no need to send all of our people." So about 3,000 men went up to Ai, but the people of Ai beat them badly. The people of Ai killed about 36 Israelites and then chased the rest from the city gate all the way down to the canyon, killing them as they went down the hill. When the Israelites saw this, they lost their courage. Then Joshua tore his clothes in sorrow. He bowed face down on the ground before the ark of the Lord and stayed there until evening. The leaders of Israel did the same thing. They also threw dirt on their heads to show their sorrow. Then Joshua said, "Lord God, You brought our people across the Jordan River. Why did You bring us this far and then let the Amorites destroy us? We would have been happy to stand on the other side of the Jordan. Lord, there is nothing I can say now. Israel has been beaten by the enemy. The Canaanites and all the other people in this country will hear about this and will surround and kill us all. Then what will You do for Your own great name?" The Lord said to Joshua, "Stand up. Why are you down on your face? The Israelites have sinned. They have broken the agreement I commanded them to obey. They took some of the things I commanded them to destroy. They have stolen and lied and have taken those things for themselves. That is why the Israelites cannot face their enemies. They turn away from the fight and run because I have commanded that they be destroyed. I will not help you anymore unless you destroy everything as I commanded you. Now go, make the people holy. Tell them, set yourselves apart to the Lord for tomorrow. The Lord, the God of Israel, says some of you are keeping things He commanded you to destroy. You will never defeat your enemies until you throw away those things. Tomorrow morning you must be present with your tribes. The Lord will choose one tribe to stand alone before Him. Then the Lord will choose one family group from that tribe to stand before Him. Then the Lord will choose one family from that family group to stand before Him, person by person. The one who is keeping what should have been destroyed will himself be destroyed by fire. Everything he owns will be destroyed with him. He has broken the agreement with the Lord and has done a disgraceful thing among the people of Israel. Early the next morning, Joshua led all of Israel to present themselves in their tribes, and the Lord chose the tribe of Judah. So the family groups of Judah presented themselves, and the Lord then chose the family group of Zerah. When all the families of Zerah presented themselves, the family of Zabdi was chosen, and Joshua told all the men in that family to present themselves. The Lord chose Achan, son of Carmi. Carmi was the son of Zabdi, who was the son of Zerah. Then Joshua said to Achan, "My son, tell the truth. Confess to the Lord, the God of Israel. Tell Him what you did, and don't try to hide anything from me." Achan answered, "It is true. I have sinned against the Lord, the God of Israel. This is what I did. Among the things I saw was a beautiful coat from Babylonia and about 5 pounds of silver and more than 1¼ pounds of gold. I wanted these things very much for myself, so I took them. You will find them buried in the ground under my tent with the silver underneath." So Joshua sent men who ran to the tent and found the things hidden there with the silver. The men brought them out of the tent, took them to Joshua and all the Israelites, and spread them out on the ground before the Lord. Then Joshua and all the people led Achan, son of Zerah, to the Valley of Trouble. They also took the silver, the coat, the gold, Achan's sons, daughters, cattle, donkeys, sheep, tent, and everything he owned. Joshua said, "I don't know why you caused so much trouble for us, but now the Lord will bring trouble to you." Then all the people threw stones at Achan and his family until they died. Then the people burned them. They piled rocks over Achan's body, and they are still there today. That is why it is called the Valley of Trouble. After this, the Lord was no longer angry. Joshua chapter 8. Then the Lord said to Joshua, "Don't be afraid or give up. Lead all your fighting men to Ai. I will help you defeat the king of Ai, his people, his city, and his land. You will do to Ai and its king what you did to Jericho and its king, only this time you may take all the wealth and keep it for yourselves. Now tell some of your soldiers to set up an ambush behind the city." So Joshua led his whole army toward Ai. Then he chose 30,000 of his best fighting men and sent them out at night. Joshua gave them these orders. "Listen carefully. You must set up an ambush behind the city. Don't go far from it, but continue to watch and be ready. I and the men who are with me will march toward the city, and the men in the city will come out to fight us, just as they did before. Then we will turn and run away from them. They will chase us away from the city, thinking we are running away from them as we did before. When we run away, come out from your ambush and take the city. The Lord your God will give you the power to win. After you take the city, burn it. See to it. You have your orders." Then Joshua sent them to wait in ambush between Bethel and Ai to the west of Ai. But Joshua stayed the night with his people. Early the next morning, Joshua gathered his men together. He and the older leaders of Israel led them up to Ai. All the soldiers who were with Joshua marched up to Ai and stopped in front of the city and made camp north of it. There was a valley between them and the city. Then Joshua chose about 5,000 men and set them in ambush in the area west of the city between Bethel and Ai. So the people took their positions. The main camp was north of the city, and the other men were hiding to the west. That night, Joshua went down into the valley. Now when the king of Ai saw the army of Israel, he and his people got up early the next morning and hurried out to fight them. They went out to a place east of the city, but the king did not know soldiers were waiting in the ambush behind the city. Joshua and all the men of Israel let the army of Ai push them back. Then they ran toward the desert. The men in Ai were called to chase Joshua and his men, so they left the city and went after them. All the men of Ai and Bethel chased the army of Israel. The city was left open. Not a man stayed to protect it. Then the Lord said to Joshua, "Hold your spear toward Ai, because I will give you that city." So Joshua held his spear toward the city of Ai. When the Israelites who were in ambush saw this, they quickly came out of their hiding place and hurried toward the city. They entered the city, took control of it, and quickly set it on fire. When the men of Ai looked back, they saw smoke rising from their city. At the same time, the Israelites stopped running and turned against the men of Ai, who could not escape in any direction. When Joshua and all his men saw that the army had taken control of the city and saw the smoke rising from it, they stopped running and turned to fight the men of Ai. The men who were in ambush also came out of the city to help with the fight. So the men of Ai were caught between the armies of Israel. None of the enemy escaped. The Israelites fought until not one of the men of Ai was left alive, except the king of Ai, and they brought him to Joshua. During the fighting, the army of Israel chased the men of Ai into the fields and desert and killed all of them. Then they went back to Ai and killed everyone there. All the people of Ai died that day, 12,000 men and women. Joshua had held his spear toward Ai as a sign to destroy the city and did not draw it back until all the people of Ai were destroyed. The people of Israel kept for themselves the animals and the other things the people of Ai had owned, as the Lord had commanded Joshua to do. Then Joshua burned the city of Ai and made it a pile of ruins, and it is still like that today. Joshua hanged the king of Ai on a tree and left him there until evening. At sunset, Joshua told his men to take the king's body down from the tree and to throw it down at the city gate. Then they covered it with a pile of rocks, which is still there today. Joshua built an altar for the Lord, the God of Israel, on Mount Ebal, as Moses, the Lord's servant, had commanded. Joshua built the altar, as it was explained in the book of the teachings of Moses. It was made from uncut stones. No tool was ever used on them. On that altar, the Israelites offered burnt offerings to the Lord and fellowship offerings. There, Joshua wrote the teachings of Moses on stones for all the people of Israel to see. The older leaders, officers, judges, and all the Israelites were there. Israelites and non-Israelites were all standing around the Ark of the Agreement with the Lord in front of the priests, the Levites who had carried the Ark. Half of the people stood in front of Mount Ebal and half stood in front of Mount Gerizim. This was the way the Lord's servant Moses had earlier commanded the people to be blessed. Then Joshua read all the words of the teachings, the blessings and the curses, exactly as they were written in the book of the teachings. All the Israelites were gathered together, men, women, and children, along with the non-Israelites who lived among them. Joshua read every command that Moses had given.